Follow me in your mind. Your imagination will create what I say so clearly. My words are your reality. Your mind is dark and blank, and I will paint what you experience. Imagine a door in front of you as I describe it. This door is tall, metal with streaks of reflecting light gleaming across it. And there is an L-shaped metal handle that, if you were to press down on, would unhinge the latch. You notice that in the metal of the door, there is small, engraved, delicate writings. Some of them say, "All resistance will be abandoned at this point. Only complete surrender within. Your destiny is to fall. Only the helpless truly smile." What interesting sayings. As you scan the door, you see that there are hundreds more just like them. When you gaze upon them, they seem to glow with a radiating light. Reach out for the handle. Feel the cool, smooth metal in your hand. And push down, hearing the latch unhook and the pressure holding the door in place disappears. Push the door open and enter. Feel cool air against your face as you enter into the room beyond the door. As you look around the room, you see a chair, which is set right in front of what looks to be a massive control panel. Please make your way over to the chair and sit down. The chair looks and feels so comfortable, and it's also at a slight recline. As you sit down, feel the weight of your body sink into the chair. Notice how heavy your legs feel, how supported your body feels. As your body relaxes into the chair, the control panel slowly adjusts and expands forwards. It moves closer towards your reach. You can relax in this chair and see and reach all of the controls with ease. The control panel will move however you desire, so that you may have access to all of its components. As you gaze upon the control panel, you see many buttons, dials, switches, and knobs. There are lights glowing and gently blinking. This is the control panel to your mind. What you adjust on this panel will adjust within your own mind. Just relax here for a moment. Breathe in deeply and out slowly. Notice how, as your body relaxes, there is a group of lights on your left-hand side of the panel which seem to blink more slowly, syncing with your breathing. Near the blinking lights, there is a darkened button which is labeled Deeper Relaxation. It is circular, and it looks like if it was activated, it would light up. Reach out and push that button. Activate it. Watch as the button begins to glow, and notice as it glows, you feel a warm, tingling sensation throughout your arms and legs. Feel yourself relax deeper. Notice how heavy your body feels in this chair. Look over to your right side now. Very close to you is a dial, numbered 1 through 10, with the setting currently on the midway point, around 5. This dial is labeled hypnotic resistance. As you adjust this dial, your ability to resist trance will adjust. The higher the number, the higher your ability to resist. The lower the number, the lower your ability to resist my hypnotic words. Right now, you are perfectly halfway between full conscious choice and mindless obedience. In a minute, I'm going to ask you to turn that dial up to a 7, and as you do, you're going to become very aware of how your brain feels. You are going to notice your ability to think and to question. You can even feel a bit of an urge to say no. Move the dial up to a 7 now, still staying deeply hypnotized, feeling your resistance increasing a little bit. Notice how independent you actually feel. Notice what has changed and what is the same. Very good. Now I ask you to turn that dial back down to a level 5, where you were just a minute ago. If you are resisting, that's wonderful. That proves that you are very reactive to hypnotic suggestion. But I'm afraid that you will find the dial will turn down back automatically all on its own back to 5, leaving you in a nice neutral level of resistance. Very good. Now I ask you to turn down the dial to a 4. Notice a wave of calm washing over you. As you comply, everything feels so easy and automatic. Now I'm going to give you an opportunity. I'm going to let you choose to turn down the dial as far as you would like it to go. You can choose to stay here at this level of resistance, or you may choose to surrender even more by turning the dial down, maybe to a 3, or a 2, maybe even to 1. That choice is yours. If you wish to lower it, do so now. Just continue to breathe in and out, slowly and deeply, as the blinking lights on the left sync up with your breathing. You feel so good. And right now in front of you, you see a series of 4 switches, all of which are flipped down in the off positions. From left to right, the switches are labeled Obedience 1, Obedience 2, Obedience 3, and the last one, Obedience Overdrive. Flip up the far left switch, which is labeled Obedience 1. Do so now. Notice a swift change and a rushing feeling in your mind as the switch is flipped. Feel your heart beating a little more quickly as you adjust to the excitement you feel and the desire you have to obey. Focus on my voice and flip up the next switch, labeled Obedience 2. Feel an almost mind-numbing sedation filling your head as you activate that switch. It feels so good to obey. It feels amazing to do as you are told. The pleasure and enjoyment is surreal and euphoric. Flip up the third switch, labeled Obedience 3. Everything else fades away. All there is my voice and the joy you experience while you follow and come away with me into deeper obedience. My words are your thoughts. My suggestions are what you desire most. Obeying is the best feeling in the entire world. One last switch to activate. Flip up the obedience overdrive switch now. This switch affects people differently. Some people feel it suddenly, while others feel it growing gradually. Some people say it feels like being completely and totally possessed. Others say it's like an out-of-body experience in which they watch themselves become completely and utterly obedient and mind-controlled. While the effects of the overdrive work their way into your system, stare at the control panel. Above where the switches are, there is a small monitor. And suddenly, that monitor begins to show a movie upon it. Within the movie, you see yourself sitting down in this chair at this control panel. You see yourself adjusting the settings. Occasionally, the movie will cut to a close-up of your face. You see how heavy and glazed over your eyes look. You see a smile on your face as you become even more obedient through each and every step of the way. Enjoy this wonderful feeling that you both feel and see yourself feeling. Enjoy this wonderful emotion of complete obedience. Following is such an amazing pleasure. You deserved a break from all of that thinking and resisting. Now you can be so carefree and enjoy doing what you are told by me. After this trance is done, you are welcome to take with you this powerful feeling of obedience towards my hypnotic words. You are also welcome to feel this power of obedience towards any person whom you trust and are attracted to. You will not be hypnotically obedient towards anyone else besides my hypnotic words and a trusted person that you are attracted to. Your control panel settings will remain in this position until you go to bed for the night. Once you sleep, the control panel will reset. You can always listen to this recording again to reset the panels, or you can even explore self-hypnosis to actively reset your own settings. If you should experience any personal emergency, your control panel has a safety monitor, and the controls will automatically reset to how you were when you first sat down for this trance. You will return to normal the moment your safety monitor is alerted. The effects from this trance only last as long as you are safe. Breathe in and out, slowly and deeply. See the blinking light syncing up with each one of your breaths. Notice the control panel slowly pushing away from the chair. Feel yourself following an internal urge to stand up from the chair, feeling so relaxed. turning around to face the doorway in which you came, walking to that door, placing your hand on the metal L-shaped handle and pushing it down, unlatching the door, and now walk out of the room.